Molly by Maura Connolly. She lived in our house for 14 years. She was kind, caring, and very much loved. I live in the country with three men, my husband and two grown-up sons. Men are useful for doing odd jobs around the house, but when it comes to conversation, there is nothing like a good girly chat. I often envied my friends who had daughters. Then Molly arrived. She was always there to meet me when I came home from work, and her familiar greeting cheered me up. In sad times, she sat with me long into the night, and we shared many a cup of tea. When I wanted to talk, she listened, and I found myself telling her my most guarded secrets. Molly did not judge me, and I always knew my story would never be repeated. She welcomed friends and family into our home, and I sometimes wondered which of us was the lady of the house. She was the one to meet people at the door and show them in, leaving the job of the tea and scones to me. I never recall having a cross word with Molly. She was dear to me, and I loved her. My three men loved her also, and she received more treats from them than I did. I could not begrudge it to her, for she gave more of herself than she received. Early last year, we noticed Molly slowing down. She slept a lot, but otherwise was in good form. Then we noticed she was having vacant episodes on and off. She had tests and treatment, and it helped for a while. However, the episodes got worse. We managed her at home, and I checked her during the night. Sometimes she slept, and sometimes I sat with her like she sat with me when I needed her. Her treatment was increased, and after more tests, it became apparent she was very unwell. In early November, Molly went with my husband for her checkup. I did not go with them that day, but I will never forget the sad brown eyes looking back at me as I waved them off. She did not get home again. She died that day. Molly is buried in our garden under the cherry tree. Last night, a new dog came to live with us. No doubt, in time I will come to love him, but I will never forget my true and faithful friend, Molly.